This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along, of course, with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. Joining me now on the phone is Jamie McLoone-Lampman, who's the Ingham County Animal Control Director. Good evening, Jamie. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Obviously, we wanted to get a hold of you. A couple, in the last week, horrific incidents of animal cruelty. Of course, the first that we heard from Capillary Humane Society on last week about a dog found who thankfully now is recovering well, and we'll chat about that in a little bit, but not the same outcome for an animal that you got involved with that was found recently. And maybe you can catch us up on the details of the case I'm talking about, of the dog found dead, unfortunately, in a park.
Yeah, we can't give a lot, of course, because it's an ongoing criminal investigation, but an officer responded to a call from a citizen who observed a cage that had been left in a park across the street from their home, and when the investigator got there, they did discover a deceased dog in that cage. Right now, we're looking for whoever may be responsible for having put that animal in the cage and left it in the park. Where, of course, you know, we've done our forensics on the dog and the area and investigated, and we've had volunteers out canvassing that area with reward posters. So that's still an ongoing investigation, and we're looking into every single lead that's coming our way.
In terms of trying to help folks who may not think they remember something, we may help, you know, prompt their memories a little bit. Where was this animal found?
It was Ingham Park, which is, my understanding, in the vicinity of Dwight Rich Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
In Lansing, and it would have occurred, we're not exactly sure on the date, but we discovered the dog on Friday. So we do know that the dog was in the crate as of Friday of last week. So if anyone has any information, and by the way, the reward has been upped because of the generosity of individuals who saw that, is now up to $2,000.
I was just going to ask you that. I just saw something about that online. I was going to ask you, and you know what that tells us is how outraged people are by these incidents, and although we can't change the outcome for this poor dog, it has to make you feel good that people are just outraged that these kinds of things are happening.
Well, it is. I mean, animal welfare work is the most emotionally and morally challenging work out there, in my opinion. The staff and volunteers who participate in this work are exposed to suffering and dying on a daily basis. So when you see a lot of that kind of abuse, and some of it being active abuse, which means, you know, they intentionally did it, it's hard to leave it at the end of the day, and everybody's affected. Everybody who has to deal with it is affected. So it's very encouraging when you have citizens that are coming out and saying, we want to help, we want to support you, we want to get this person. And so it's very encouraging.
There was an article, of course, and John Schneider wrote in the Lansing State Journal today, and I haven't met a gentleman named David McCardle, who John Schneider talked about, of Williamston, who said he pitched in $500 saying, quote, we need to loosen some lips. But I'm thinking David McCardle's my kind of guy.
Yeah. And today we had another gentleman that came forth with $1,000. We got it up to $2,000.
Did he give his name, or is he anonymous at that point?
At this point, he's still anonymous, yes.
Okay. Well, if that changes, we would like to just acknowledge that if that changes, Jamie. There are some pictures that were released of this dog that was found Friday and turned over to you. And those pictures are not to shock people, but to try to help identify if somebody has seen this dog before in the blue collar with the metal were they like a spike or a stud on it?
It was a stud, yeah. It was a stud. We've left, you know, people are asking the sex of the animal and a lot of other information. And we really need to hold back a lot of information so that we do not jeopardize our case.
Okay.
So a lot of information has been left out, but that's on purpose. Like I said, we've done a lot of work on this. We have a lot of leads, but there's a lot of information that we need to hold back so that we can make sure this is a good case.
Oh, and believe me, we're not trying to jeopardize
no,
that.
I know.
But I appreciate, because people say, well, why can't she tell us? Well, that's why. I mean, because
yep.
When this comes to fruition, we don't want anything to have been stepped on to cause a problem. These these are would be felony charges, most likely, with a case like this. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it really is going to. It does come down to the circumstances. You know, there's a lot of things we don't know. When did the dog end up there? Why did the dog end up there? What happened to it? I mean, we do have a lot of that information, but we need to find out the circumstances. So that's all going to depend. I mean, when you have two types of abuse, you have active abuse, which is an act of commission, and you have passive abuse, which is an act of omission, typically a neglect case. It results in a lack of action rather than a purposeful action, such as the act of abuse, which is a malicious intent, like the dog that was tied up, hogtied. Somebody meant to hurt that dog. Mm-hmm. Somebody meant to inflict pain. That's totally different. I would hope that would fall into a felony.
Well, yeah, according to Julie Palmer at the Capillary Humane Society, that is certainly what they're going after with the prosecutor's office. Are you seeing, Jamie, more cases of neglect and abuse lately? Are you seeing these cases increasing?
Well, you know, and that's hard to say because we don't know if it's because more people are reporting it, more people are aware, or if actually the cases are increasing. We have seen more heinous cases, I would say, with quite certainty, than I would say more cases. I mean, we do quite a few animal cruelty cases. We just did one 3 weeks ago where we offered a reward also for an animal that was just emaciated in horrible condition. And a reward helped us find the owner on that animal as well. But I think it's the extent of abuse and neglect that the animals have endured is what we're seeing. And it's really difficult. It's very disturbing. You know, and when you see the serious ones that are intentional with malicious intent, I mean, there's some psychological problems going on there. And often these type of abuse cases are associated with sociopathic behavior, and they have to be taken seriously. Absolutely.
Oh, I would agree. Not that it's an excuse, because there's no excuse. There's always somebody who can help in these situations. Is the economy, do you think that's playing a role in some of what you're seeing? But on the flip side, there are places to go to get help with a pet if you're overwhelmed.
Well, certainly the economy is playing a role in people's ability to seek veterinary services. And when they can't care for themselves, they can't spend the money on the dog for veterinary services as well. But they have so many options. I would say we have probably more programs now than we did 5 years ago to help people. We have food banks here at our shelter at Ingham County. We have a spay-neuter program. We have low-cost vaccination programs. And, of course, people can always bring their animals in here if they can no longer take care of them. There is a fee to bring an animal in here, and if they come in and discuss with a staff member what's going on, those fees can be waived, or they can do a payment program of $5 a month or something. But there's no reason to not bring an animal in, absolutely none, unless you're hiding something.
Well, and as much as getting out information to help find out whoever is responsible for these last two acts of animal cruelty that are hard to speak of, frankly, I wanted to get the message out that there are ways and there are people and agencies that can help you as well for someone who's at their wit's end. There's a place to go.
Oh, they've got options, and that's a fortunate thing. Ingham County is very fortunate that they do have as many options as they do for people who are hurting and need help with their animals.
You talked earlier about how emotional this is, and there can't be any training that can help staff from you to everybody to deal with these kinds of cases as they come in.
Well, actually, there is. There's a lot of compassion fatigue training out there. And it's part, our staff goes through it when they go through training and when they have to euthanize an animal for whatever reason. So compassion fatigue training is actually a big, piece of the puzzle for people who are trying to get their staff, able to deal with the overwhelming, stress that comes with this work. I mean, animal shelter workers are right up there with policemen and firemen for the amount of stress that they endure. And some may even say even more so because the suffering is daily. And it's not just the animals, it's the people. I mean, people are suffering when they come in here and have to give up an animal. They're suffering when they have to come and identify their animal that was hit by a car or died from the weather elements because it got loose, whatever. But the suffering takes a huge toll on everybody. It's a high turnover.
Well, I guess the good news is for folks in your line of work is how much you're helping these animals as well.
Well, that's extremely rewarding. It's very rewarding, and we have people that send us, you know, emails and letters and Facebook posts of their animals that have been adopted and things like that. And then to have removed an animal from a horrible situation and to see it 3 months later in a home on a couch with its, you know, the child's arms wrapped around it. there's nothing better. It's like a million-dollar moment.
So those are the days that get you through these that you're going through now.
Oh, absolutely. And the people. I mean, today we had more volunteers, you know, working in our building than we did staff. You know, I mean, it's really quite wonderful to see the outpouring from the public who support you. They want you to do the work. And they're going to help you however they can.
A couple of phone numbers or information areas I want to get to. And one, the first is to call with information if you have about either of these cases or any case that comes along of what you believe or any information about this dog. What number is that?
They can call a direct line, which also has an answering machine. So if they want to leave it anonymously, they can. It's the hotline. And it's 517-676-8376.
Okay, and that is also the anonymous tip line if
that
you happen
is,
to see any acts of neglect or cruelty towards an animal or just have concerns,
yes.
I imagine, as well.
Yes, absolutely. And if the shelter is closed and it's an emergency, they would have to call their local 911.
I was going to say, and when I calling the animal control office today, I heard that tip line. I mean, so the menu going through is very specific and very helpful for folks to get them where they need to go, given the different circumstances.
Yes. So hopefully, you know, people will call, and they are calling. That's the great news is people are aware, but we need to do more education in the community as to what to look for.
Well, I Jamie, I appreciate your time this evening. I know you've been terribly busy lately. The other good news is that Tatiana, the dog that was found last week, with Capillary Humane Society, is recovering, and so there's some good news that comes along with this.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Jamie, thank you so much for your help tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Jamie McAloon Lampman, who is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends shortly.